Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so we got another slate this week. Who are we going with, Jeffrey?
Jeff, we're going to start tonight. We've got Houston and Colorado. Colorado bypassing not only their starter and their backup quarterback, going with their third-team quarterback. Houston at home, laying 4 points. I'm going to lay the four with Houston. I don't think that's a good spot for your first start.
Houston minus four over Colorado. Next.
Jeff, we haven't done this in a pretty long while. I think the Tigers are undervalued here.
Wow.
I get it that Troy, quote-unquote, kept it close with Clemson. That was just a weird game. We saw this game last year. I understand the rosters are not exactly the same. These two teams were nowhere near the type of athletes. I'm going to lay the 3.5 with Memphis. I think this is a wild overreaction to what people saw on a scoreboard with Troy.
Rather than watching the game itself, which
correct,
was pretty well, certainly in the second half, dominated by Clemson, as you would expect. When you say we haven't done this in a while, you haven't bet Memphis in a while?
I've not bet Memphis in a while.
Well, there we go. All right. Memphis minus 3.5 over Troy. Next.
Jeff, speaking of that Clemson team, yeah, they were hungover. Yeah, they looked bad. Yeah, Georgia Tech's at home. Yes. Brent Key's done a great job as an underdog against a ranked team. I just think the line's way too low. Clemson minus three. If you're going to give it to me, I'm going to take it. I'll take Clemson minus three.
Clemson minus three over Georgia Tech. Next.
Jeff, I had mentioned to you that last week, or I had mentioned to you earlier in the week that I was considering making this just a one-play card.
That is correct. You were considering it, yes.
That one play was going to be Georgia minus 3.5 against Tennessee. We've added to the card, but that is – I have seen this game a lot. I understand Tennessee has looked better than expected given the quarterback switch, but Georgia's defense is still going to present problems. And Joey Aguilar led the nation the last 2 years in turnover-worthy plays with 51. He has not turned it over yet. That changes on Saturday. I'll take the dogs. I'll lay the 3.5.
Georgia minus 3.5 over the University of Tennessee. Is the smart money? Is there any movement on this slide? Is there any?
It's going back up. It's back. It's moving back up.
Next.
Jeff, the team that really stood out to me in 2023 was a team called the Arizona Wildcats.
Yeah.
And they were a team that the public loved, and they bet them, and they won, and they cashed. I continuously would bet against them, thinking that the numbers don't make sense. This is not right. Last year, Indiana. Maybe this year it's USF, but I'm going to pay to see Cinderella die. Give me Miami. I'll lay the 17.5 body blow game.
Yeah, is this three times did you bet yes?
I bet on USF week one. One. I bet against them last week and could not have been more wrong. The line is just as big this week. I just think Miami is a different animal here.
What does USF have to do for just their own, playoff future?
I mean, I think as long as you don't get, housed by 50, but, I mean, if they go 11-1 and have one law, if they're 11-1, then they win.
Even if it's by 19, even if they don't cover, I think it's okay.
I think even if they get smoked, it's okay, because I think people will realize, like, hey, man, that was their third straight game against a ranked opponent. Like, they were running on fumes. Like, I think people could look past that.
He doesn't believe in the Cinderella, ladies and gentlemen. Miami minus 17.5 over USF. Next.
Jeff, if we don't stand for something, we'll fall for anything. Right. I stand for Diego Pavia. I do not stand for Lenora Sellers. I got Vanderbilt plus 3. Give me the Doors.
Why are you, why have you never been, and you never have been, on the Sellers?
He can't throw, Jeff.
No, that's a problem.
Like, he misses so many throws by 15 yards.
Sandy plus 3.
Also, we have a common opponent. I get it. It's not always the transitive property of college football. But we have a common opponent in Virginia Tech. One of those games was in Atlanta. The other games was in Blacksburg with a fired-up crowd. And Vanderbilt's got some explosion to them this year. They got some speed on the outside. Their offense is better than it was last year. These two teams did play in Nashville last year, and South Carolina thumped them 28-7. But that was late in the year, right after Vanderbilt had just beaten Auburn to get bowl eligibility. Diego was limping around. Like, he's healthy right now. Like, I they're the better team.
Vandy plus 3 over South Carolina.
Jeff, we got a this line stinks, so we're going to take it. Minnesota going 2 time zones away to take on Cal. The Bears are a 2.5-point home dog. Give me the Bears.
Bears plus 2.5 over Chris Harrington's Golden Gophers. Why?
I love the quarterback at Cal. And then also, this is just the teams that have traveled from east to west in the Big Ten, they've really, really struggled.
Cal plus 2.5 over Minnesota.
Jeff, I know when you were growing up, there was one game that you always had circled on your calendar every year. It was a staple of the ACC. It was Boston College and Stanford.
Oh,
well,
yeah, of course.
We've just said a lot of teams going east to west really struggle. The exception is going to be Stanford. It does not matter. I like BC's quarterback. I think they're frisky. I'll lay the 13.5. Stanford is that bad.
Yeah, you've been saying that since the beginning. Stanford's horrific. BC minus 13.5 over Stanford. Next.
That, Jeff, that thus concludes our card.
All right, well, let's discuss other before I review the card, let's discuss other notable games. What are we missing here?
So we did not touch LSU Florida. Had it been had it still been in like the 9.5 range, I think I was going to take the points with Florida. The fact that now it's at a touchdown, like I stayed away because I'm still, maybe Florida's just
LSU by a touchdown.
Correct. Did not touch Ole Miss Arkansas. That is because of the uncertainty with Austin
there?
Simmons. No, I kind of think he's going to play, and I was tempted, but I have just enough doubt in my mind that we talked about having discipline this year.
How about the Duke-Tulane-Mensa return game?
To me, everything's saying you should take Duke, but I didn't love what I saw from Duke in terms of I thought they were easily fooled. And I don't love his receivers. And also, I feel like John Sumrall is going to know exactly how to defend Mensa, but I didn't trust Tulane enough to take him either. Because that is one of those spots where I thought about, hey, man, everyone's going to overreact to Duke last week, but I didn't see anything I could really trust.
How about Notre Dame?
So I started the week thinking I was going to take Texas A&M.
Yeah.
Texas A&M under Mike Elko is 3-12 against the spread. Meanwhile, Marcus Freeman, as a favorite, 31-13. However, I don't know if they're that good. It's 6.5 right now. It's just the classic. I just left it off. I don't trust Notre Dame because that's also there's kind of the NFL like you have to have it game. Notre Dame kind of has to have it.
It's definitely has to have it. I mean, I suppose conceivably you can imagine Notre Dame losing their second and still getting in the playoff, but
They'd have to win 10 straight games.
Yeah. All right, here we go, folks. Houston minus 4 over Colorado. Memphis minus 3.5 over Troy. We've got Georgia minus 3.5 over Tennessee.
Correct.
Miami minus 17.5 over USF.
Yep.
Vandy plus 3 over South Carolina.
Yep.
Cal plus 2.5 over Minnesota. BC minus 13.5 over Stanford.
And Clemson, and, did you mention Clemson? Clemson minus 3.
Clemson minus 3 over Georgia Tech.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.